Hello, this is Alex on another podcast of my life in LA. This is Alex. Today we're going to be going out into the city, into downtown Los Angeles. I had to go visit some friends, so we're going to get ready to go here, turn off the fan, and make sure I've got everything I need. Looks like I do. My cigarettes, cell phone, wallet. Alrighty. Looks like we're all set, so we're going to go into wait for the bus. The bus I have to take is the 488. Actually, I need one more thing. I'm going to get my keys, if I can find them. I've been having trouble waiting for them. Looking for them, I should say, not waiting for them. We're going to be going out to a town called Linwood, which is about... It's actually next door to the city of Compton, so we're going to be doing that. And we're going to be going into Compton as well. I have some friends out there that I want to visit. So we're going to do that. Let me, get my keys. Alright. We're ready to go. So... while we're waiting for the bus, I'm going to pause it because there's not much to say, you know. I have not much to say right now. I had a good week overall since I did the last two podcasts, basically. So I opened up a bank account finally, and I have a PayPal account. So I'm going to shut this off until we until the bus arrives. And then you'll hear the sound of our buses because I've noticed it. I'm not sure... you guys have noticed going to different cities, but I've noticed that different buses sound different for different cities, and I don't know if that's just the way it is, but I thought I'd give you a little sample. So, let's go. Get my cane. It's approximately 6 in the morning, and people are still asleep, so... unlock the door and leave here. I'll do him a favor and put the paper on the little side table on the floor. And lock the door now. Wrong key. Unfortunately, my keys are not labeled, so I have to fiddle with them to find the right one. Okay. A bit of trouble. Okay. It's a nice, cool early morning. It's just after 6, maybe 6:20, 6:30 in the morning. And, yeah, looks like there's a car there about to pull out, and it's rather beautiful out here today, actually. I'm surprised it's not hot yet, but it will get hot. Yesterday it was around 100 degrees, so I'm sure it'll be rather hot today, but hopefully I'll be indoors later today at my friend's house, so I won't have to worry about the heat. Today I will be going to visit a couple of friends of mine, actually. Both of them live in that area, the Linwood, Compton area. And so I thought I'd go and visit them. So the first one I'm going to probably visit is a lady by the name of Rosalie, and she's a good friend of mine, and though I am Catholic, I do attend the little meetings that they have for her church, which she's not really involved in, and neither am I. But the door does slam. But I do go too because, it's learning about God, and as far as I'm concerned, as long as you're learning about God, it doesn't matter what church you belong to, but I am a devoted Catholic. So, I will be attending a Jehovah's Witness meeting. I won't be recording that because I don't see any point or reason to, but I will be doing some other recordings. Today I'll give you our route plan. I'm going to take the number 488 bus from where I'm sitting right now, which is the bus stop here, just right outside my apartment. Literally right outside my apartment. My apartment is right behind me. So, I'll be taking the 488 to Union Station, which is our main hub in downtown LA. It attracts all of our trains, Amtrak, light rail, you know, Metrolink, and the subway, as well as some buses leave from there, and my bus is going to stop right outside Union Station, and we'll go on a short walk into Union Station. So that's what will be happening. So, that's basically it for now. I'm going to pause it and continue when the bus arrives. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so now the bus is coming, so we're going to get on the bus here, 488. So I'm going to walk forward.
Hi, Mom.
Don't hear it yet, but it should be here any minute now. Here it is. Ah, yes. Here's the bus. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to Union Station.
Okay, follow me to Stanley.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So now we're on the bus, and we're going to be going into El Monte, because she doesn't go all the way to where I need to go, so that's fine. Now, I'm not going to record the whole bus ride, but because it's about a 20-minute ride, but we will be, yeah, so just going to pause it now, and when we get to El Monte Station, I will unpause it and continue to record. So, I'm at El Monte Station, and I transferred from 488 to the 480. Normally, during weekdays, you don't have to do this, but today is Saturday, so I had to transfer. So, I'm gonna guess I'll tell you a little bit about our buses here. Buses. They run on natural gas, I guess, from what I've been hearing, so I don't know much about them, but yeah, here we go. Anyway, this bus is a freeway flyer, they call them. And basically is they get on the freeway and they go. So yeah, they don't take service streets. Some of them do, but if they do, they're really short routes for service streets. Most of the time it's freeway. So yeah. They recently got newer buses, so they're really cool. And I guess and as soon as we get on the freeway, you'll get to see how fast these buses go. On-ramp onto I-10, which is the main interstate for Los Angeles out here. I-10 goes through California all the way, I believe, to New York. So it's the main freeway. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this, and we'll continue when we get to Union Station. Okay, so now I'm going to signal that I want to get off, and we'll get off here shortly. We're getting on the off-ramp to get into Union Station now. Once I get off, it's a bit noisy on this bus, but once I get off, I will give you a little background about Union Station. It's actually pretty historic. And here we are at my stop. So, thank you so much. So, a little bit about Union Station now that we're off the bus. Union Station was built, I believe, in the 1920s. And used to, it's now a big hub. And now it serves, it serves Amtrak, Metrolink, which is our commuter train system going between counties, and it serves our Metro Transit system, MTA, Metro Transit Authority, Metropolitan Transit Authority, I'm sorry. And if I can find the way out here, okay. It has about, I'd say about a mile of building space.
Wait a second. Come right to me.
The building is quite large. It's got two separate...
Can't help get across before the cars come.
It's got two separate parts to it. One is a square area.
There you go.
Thank you. About, I'd say about the size of maybe a football field, maybe a bit smaller. And then you go down a long tunnel, which has outlets for the people going up towards the Amtrak platforms and Metrolink platforms. And then once you go through that, it's about a couple football fields long. You get to the dome-shaped area, which has all of our Metropolitan Transit Authority buses, or at least some of them, the main ones. And it also houses the subway's entrance to get downstairs into the subway. Now, the square area that I was telling you about also has restaurants and information desks, and it also has a subway entrance, and that's where we're going today to use that one, because I really don't want to walk all the way across. So now I'm walking down the sidewalk here to get off the street so that I can get into the Union Station parking lot and go into the station itself. We're in the heart of downtown now. It's very busy here. Very busy. Cars always doing something. Alright, so now we're going to turn off and go on into the actual station itself. So I made a right turn and now I'm walking. Don't ask me the directions. I can't tell you. All I know is that I turned right. I'm going the right way, but so now we're going to stop here and wait for the traffic. And I'm going to go ahead and go because he's just going to idle there. Alright, now we cross the little street there for Union Station, and we're going to go up into the little plaza area and find our little our doors to get in. And they're not hard, they're small doors, but there's quite a lot of them in this one line, one big row. So I found one here. And we're gonna go into Union Station now. So, this is Union Station. There's always a lot of electric carts and things driving up and down the halls. The electric golf carts are, they serve passengers and they carry them from, the Amtrak platforms to their destination, you know, or from inside the station up to their Amtrak platforms. So that's what the electric carts are for. They're called red caps. So I'm going to pause this until I get closer to the subway entrance. So, yeah. I just wanted to let you all know, too, that I'm still walking. I'm walking down a little hallway here. It's a main thoroughfare where people walk back and forth. And now we're getting closer to where I need to be, but I need to go around something here. So now we're getting closer to where I need to be. And that sound you heard before was me crashing into a sign. Okay, so now we're getting closer to the entrance for the Red Line. And we're here. The Red Line is our subway, so I'm gonna go down into this little area that's separate from, kind of separated from Union Station. And we're gonna take the elevator down. No, we don't want that. We want this over here. There we go. I almost fell down the stairs. So, this is the elevator going down to the mezzanine level, and then once we get there, we have to take one more elevator to get onto the platform. So, here's the elevator now. then we'll push the button for M. Now we're at mezzanine level, so we'll exit here and walk a bit more. So now we're underground. We're about maybe 20 feet underground now. And not much to talk about here. It's just a big area. So I'm turning right now to go into the boarding area where you can buy your tickets, and they have these little things. Maybe I'll hit one with my cane. Yep. Little things here that sighted people can pass their card over, and it grants them access onto the train. Now, that over here, the difference between LA and all your other cities with subways is that our subway doesn't have toll gates. So you just buy your ticket and then you board the train. But they do have officers that keep watch on the trains, and they walk back and forth and make sure you have your tickets. An officer will come through and say, please show your tickets, and you have to show your ticket or else you don't get on, or else you get kicked off. And you get paid. You have to pay $250. So you don't want to pay a big hefty fine here. So hold on a minute for this elevator. These platforms are very confusing. At least this area is very confusing, and I wish that I had. I'm gonna take the steps down, so we're gonna walk down here. Just because I found the steps first, or else I wouldn't take the elevator. There's a train already leaving, so I'm gonna miss that one. But it doesn't matter, because I can take any train. So now we're on the platform. I'm gonna wait for this train to go here. So we're just gonna wait at one of these edges. Now the cool thing about these train platforms is that they are very blind friendly. I'm gonna go straight on the edges of each little platform, or on the edge on each side of our platforms. We have the raised bumps, or what is formerly, or I should say now called, truncated domes, which allow us to keep watch of the edge so that we don't walk off and get ourselves fried. So I'm gonna stand here and wait for the next train. Since I'm going to 7th and Metro, which is our transfer point, I can take either train, but if I wanted to go to Wilshire Western, I'd have to take a different train. There are two trains that run on the subway line, or the red line. One is North Hollywood and the other is Wilshire and Western. Really not much difference. The only difference is that the Wilshire Western train goes two extra stops, but in a different direction. So, not much of a difference there. But North Hollywood goes all the way out. So, Wilshire Western is our short line, and it stops and turns off course at the North Hollywood train. It's our longer line, and it goes all the way out from downtown LA to North Hollywood, which is about a 20 minute to 25 minute ride. So, and the Wilshire Western train is about a I'd say about a 15-minute ride. So yeah, that's the difference between those two. So we're gonna board this train and we're gonna transfer at 7th and Metro, or 7th and Figueroa. We're going to transfer to the Blue Line, which is our light rail train, and that goes out to Long Beach, downtown Long Beach from downtown LA. We're still in downtown LA, so. Then we're going to, when we get there, we're going to transfer over to our Green Line, which is our freeway express train, which is also light rail, but I don't consider it light rail, but it's a light rail. It runs on the freeway right in the middle of the 105 freeway, and we're going to take that one stop over and then get off and walk the rest of the way. It's about a mile, 2 mile walk, so we're just standing here waiting for the train. Any train, any day now, one will come. A little bit about me. Of course, you know, my name is Alex Bustos. I am Hispanic. I'm totally blind. I've been totally blind since birth. I was born in Arizona, Casa Grande, Arizona, or Casa Grande. I went to a school for the blind in Tucson. And then when I was done with that, I moved out here to LA about 4 years ago. When I first got here, I didn't know what a subway was, and it was actually pretty funny because I'm turning my cell phone off, or not off, but locking the keys. I took the subway for the first time, not knowing what it was, and mistakenly getting on it, so, and I figured out, oh, it's a subway train, so, now I'm very familiar with the transit system out here. I will be getting a dog, hopefully, in October or November, which is pretty cool. So I'm excited about that, about getting my little dog, because then I won't have to use this cane. And there's a train coming in on the other side. I wonder if it's going to... wonder if it's going to go out of service or if it's going to stay in service. Union Station is the end station. The trains can't go any further than Union Station. So this is the first stop, I guess you could say, or the beginning point for the line. I think the trains make kind of a haunting sound, and you'll see what I mean as it comes closer. That sound that you hear, the high pitch, it's kind of scary if you think about it. And the train is coming in on the other side. Oh, this side, never mind. Here it is. So once it stops, we'll get on and take it to stop. And there's the doors. Sorry about that. So now I've boarded the Wilshire Western train, which doesn't really matter. And so we'll wait till the train starts moving. So now we're going to head out. The bell is the warning that the doors are closing. So now we're going to be, here we go.
Oh.
So as you heard, the next station is Civic Center. So yeah, I'm gonna record this whole train ride because it's actually pretty interesting. And I know a lot of you like trains, so hey, why not record a big giant electric train? Shopping areas downtown LA, a big outdoor flea market type thing. So this is where a lot of people get out to shop. So this next stop is the stop that I will be getting off at. So when the train stops, we'll exit and go upstairs. Okay, so now I'm on the subway platform, and we're gonna go up to transfer trains. So the next level up is the Blue Line connection. So once I find the elevator, which I should, we'll take it up and here it is. Push the button here. Oh, not. Again, I say these platforms are not exactly designed the same, so push the button here, and there's a train already leaving. Oh, actually, it's coming in. Never mind. So once we get on this elevator... Oh, here it is. So now we're going to get on the blue line. Now we're on the mezzanine level. Not only does this have a blue line, the train, but it also has the entrances and exits for this station. So actually there's a couple of exits on this level, and then if you go up one more level, there's exits. We're in the center of downtown. Not too far from Union Station. So, in the next podcast, I plan on riding to the top of one of our big hotels out here. So that's okay. So now we're on the train, and this is the Metro Blue Line. I'm not going to record this whole entire ride because it's 20 minutes. And I don't see any point in doing it. It's wasting 20 minutes. Even though these podcasts are supposed to be, you know, most podcasts that I've seen are generally long. I don't plan on recording the whole train ride, however. I'll record part of it. At least the underground part. I'll record a couple of stops, and then I'll stop. It's quite boring, but the general idea of a podcast is to record whatever you want, so... So... what I'm doing. So I'll pause this until we get on, get moving, and if you're wondering what that was, that is security coming on to check the tickets and things. Their radios make that funny beeping sound. So that's what's happening. So I'm going to pause it until we start getting ready to go. Oh, actually, no, I'm not. I thought I was, but I guess I'm not going to. So, we're just waiting for passengers to board, and then we should be on our way. So you know what? I am gonna pause because it's gonna be quite a while. So I'll pause and we'll see you when I come back. It's your lucky day. We actually have an announcement program on. Here we go. So, I guess they installed the talking system on the trains now, on the blue line. So that's a good thing. know it's a bit loud in here, but I'll do the best I can. So, yeah. Sorry about the noise. Okay, so now we're above ground. The reason it was so loud is because we were underground, and these trains have different wheels than the subway does. So now we're...
This stop is Pico, Chickburn Station. This stop is Pico, Chickburn Station.
So that's our announcing program. It announces every stop for us. Not all Blue Line trains have this, only some of them. Very few, actually. And we're lucky enough to have that. So, got on the right train today. Let's see if it announces the next stop. It's gonna be stubborn. Now these trains run on the, for those of you who don't know what a light rail is, basically what happens is these are electric trains and they run on street level, whereas a subway runs underground, and since these trains run on light rail, run on the ground, and run on street level, they have to stop at lights, so we have to stop at lights, so we're at a light. And that's the difference between this train and the Green Line is the Green Line runs on the freeway, so it doesn't make any stops. But,
your next stop is Grand Station. Your next stop is Grand Station.
And that's our little announcement program. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it, because this is going to be a 20-minute ride, and I'm sure you don't want to hear every single thing that happens. So I'm going to pause it until we get closer to Wilmington and Imperial, which is the station I have to get off at to transfer to the Green Line, and so on and so forth. And that train also has an announcement program, so that's really cool. And that program is a bit different. So, all right, I will be back. All right, so I'm still on the train, and the next stop will be my stop. I'm just gonna wait for it to stop, so we just passed 103rd Street Station, so the next stop will be my stop. So as soon as the train says get your butt off, we'll get off the train. So this is my stop, and this is where I get off. Thank you.
Oh my.
Turn around. Turn around. Now back out the same way you came in.
Now, this is where I'm going to pause it because... Hold on. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is where I'm going to pause it because once I get up onto the next platform, it's going to be pretty noisy because of the freeway. So, I'll pause it until I get off, until the train arrives. But, this is... Well, no, I won't. I won't pause it just yet. But, the next level is the Green Line platform, and that's in the middle of the freeway, and here's the elevator now. So we're gonna get on, push the button. Oops, I pushed the wrong button, so we're gonna go down first. Oh, we're going up first, okay. And here we are on the freeway level. So I'm gonna pause until the train arrives, because this is very loud here, and I don't know how the mic's gonna handle it. So, I'll see you when the train gets here. Thank you. Next stop, I was gonna end it, end the podcast, but I think I'll wrap up when I get into the neighborhood because it's nice and there's birds. So, with that, we're gonna get off the train here at this stop. Let me find a rail to hang on to. So here's my stop. This is where I'll get off. This is my stop, so I'll walk towards the door and exit, as soon as the train comes to stop, of course. And we're back on the busy freeway up top, so we have to take the elevator to go down. So, thank you. Gracias. Wait till the elevator comes. And here's the elevator. So we'll push the And now I have to walk about, maybe about 2 miles to get to my destination. So, I'm gonna pause here until I get into the neighborhood at least. And, we'll continue the podcast from there. I believe. Yes, we will. Well, this just about wraps it up for this podcast. At the beginning, I said I would record the whole entire thing, my whole entire trip, but I'm not going to because some people don't like to be recorded, so I'm walking on my way to a friend's house, so this wraps it up for me. Until the next podcast, goodbye, everybody. Stop.